understatement is class. Overstatement is always vulgar.
That's Paul Fussell saying something about the American status system with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Fussell, who taught English at Rutgers for 28 years, has written class. He sees it as comic. Some readers might be outraged that Fussell pictures a distinct class system in what is supposed to be a classless society. Fussell insists everyone in the United States is aware of what class he's in.
For example, you and I are not dropping the G's on our present participles. We're not saying speaking of this. We're saying speaking of this. This instantly identifies ourselves as middle class or above. If we were what I call proles in the book, that is high, middle, or low proletarians, we'd be very tempted to drop the G, and as well to use the double negative, or to use sort of ostentatiously comical sort of adolescent grammar like he don't get it.
Fussell says a prole will try to avoid embarrassment by signaling his class to those in the upper bracket.
So you won't ask him what he thinks of the Newport Yacht Race, for example, which would embarrass him because he's never heard of it or he has no interest in it. Or you might ask him, you know, did you have a nice summer in Nantucket? Then he'd have to confess that he went to Epcot Center.
Fussell says those in the middle classes seem to be most aware of what they are.
I think the middle class in this country can be defined by its relative unhappiness in that position and its constant aspiration to rise by various devices, buying classy things from catalogs, buying cars above its means, taking in the New Yorker, buying things from the Neiman Marcus catalog. All that is middle-class behavior, and I think that indicates a pathetic and deep desire of the middle class, at least, to express its aspirations to move up one rung.
Paul Fussell is the author of Class, published by Summit Books. Next on BookBeat, he tells us what to look for when we want to identify one's class. I'm Don Swaim.
The sweeter your drinks, the lower your class in general. And the higher your class, the more dry you'll insist that your white wine be.
That's Paul Fussell telling us one way to spot class differences. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Fussell has written a book sure to amuse or outrage, depending on who you are. It's called Class. He says there are indeed class differences among Americans. 9 classes, in fact, ranging from the top to the dregs. Let's look at some of the differences as Fussell sees them between the upper and what he calls the proletarian classes. Sports.
You can measure your class to a degree by whether the sports you like to watch and like to imagine involve deep body contact like pro football or hockey. The more body contact, the lower, which is what makes tennis a very high sport and makes yacht racing an even higher sport. The less body contact, the better.
The smaller the ball, the higher the class.
If you have two guys who have the same amount of money, the same income, say, and they have 2 hours off in the middle of the day, and one plays squash and the other goes bowling, you can instantly understand the class difference between them. And furthermore, you can understand that class doesn't have all that much to do with income. It has to do with taste and styles and the kind of act that you play.
Dining.
The earlier you eat, the lower your class. If you eat at 6, that's generally a prole dining hour. 6:30 to 7 to 7:30 is middle class. 7:30 to 8:30 is upper middle. And as I pointed out in the book, sometimes the upper classes drink so much that they don't bother to eat at all.
Cars.
The classiest car you can have is not a Mercedes, not a Rolls Royce, but a Ford. Especially if it's rather dusty.
Where you live, how you dress, how you speak, how you furnish your house, all evidence of class. Paul Fussell insists he's written a funny book that no one's going to be hurt by it, but brace yourself. He is the author of Class, published by Summit Books. I'm Don Swaim.